Coach is filmed before a studio audience.
Hey, Dolph, how's it going?
Pretty good. Luth.
Yeah?
You've been in this game a long time. How come they call it football?
What?
I was just wondering why it was called football. You only use your foot a little bit at a time.
Aren't you supposed to be studying for that science exam?
Well, I was studying, but then I started thinking. They should have called soccer football. They use their feet all the time.
What would you do with the name soccer?
Soccer could be the name for boxing, because you're always socking people.
Well, then what would boxing be?
Boxing could be the name for hockey, because you're always in the penalty box for fighting.
Then what would you do with the name hockey?
You're right. Why don't we just leave everything the way it is?
Wait a minute, let's not go past this so fast.
Show you something.
Hey, what's that?
Okay, it's Kelly's birthday present. Wait till you see it.
Oh, yeah, tonight's Kelly's big birthday dinner.
Yeah, yeah, and can you believe my little girl's 19 years old? I think I got her the perfect gift.
Hey. Those have Kelly written all over them.
Yeah.
What are they?
Well, they're toe shoe bookends. You see, they're toe shoes because of Kelly's interest in ballet, and they're bookends because she's a student, you know? I mean, she's got books. And because they're bronze, well, it's like an investment in her future.
Must be a pretty special birthday, Coach.
Hey, they're all special for my little girl.
Yeah, but bronze.
Yeah, it is pretty special, isn't it? Yeah, I even told Christine she couldn't be at our dinner, you know, because it's just going to be dinner for two. That's the way it's always been. That's the way it's always going to be.
I see Kelly's pretty lucky having a dad like you.
Well, thank you, Dower. Yeah. Well, hey, guys, listen, I got to get going, all right? Got to get these babies wrapped up.
Why didn't you just have the store do it?
Well, come on, it's my daughter's birthday. You know, I want the present to look kind of personal. Hey, I'll see you guys on Monday.
Right on. Have a good time tonight.
Thanks. Hey, Miss Torkelson, I want you to wrap something for me.
You know, you and I should do something for Kelly's birthday.
Sure. Maybe we could go out for a nice dinner or something.
No, I mean get her something like a birthday present.
Great. Like what?
I don't know. Let's see, it's, she's 19. What'd you want when you were 19?
I just wanted to pass Earth Science. Still do.
Excuse me. I couldn't help noticing. That is a magnificent package.
Oh, yeah, thanks. It's a daughter's birthday present. I want it to be special.
Oh, the store did a beautiful job wrapping it.
Oh, I didn't have a store do this.
You wrapped that package? Well, I think it takes a very special man to go to so much trouble for his daughter.
Well, I see, actually, I... Thank you.
Hey, Coach.
Hey, Nick.
Where's Kelly?
Oh, she's going to be here in a minute. She's meeting me.
Oh, everything's set for dinner. We've got the spaghetti and the chocolate cake, the 19 candles.
Oh, gee, you know, that's perfect, Nick. And ever since Kelly was a little girl, she's always had the same birthday dinner. Yeah, I used to make her a happy face, you know? And meatballs for the eyes and the noodles for the hair. I used to tell her she couldn't have her cake till she ate her nose. Probably too old for that now, though.
Yeah. But it's a nice thought, Coach.
Yeah.
Well, can I get you something while you're waiting?
Oh, no, Nick, I'm fine.
Okay.
Fine.
Hey, Kelly.
Hi.
Happy birthday.
Thanks, Nick.
Hey, there's the birthday girl! Okay, so I had to tell a few people. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Kelly, hey, happy birthday, honey.
Thanks, Dad. Oh, wow. Is this for me?
Well, no, I don't know. Let's see. There might be a name here somewhere. Yep. Uh-oh. Yeah, it's for you. No. Come on. You know our tradition.
Oh, right. No present till after dinner.
Right. Well, now, look at you, Kelly. 19 years old. Do you ever think you'd get this big?
Yeah,
me too. Yeah, I tell you, though, it just seems like yesterday you needed a booster chair. You comfortable?
Yeah, fine.
Listen, Kelly, you know, I look forward to this night all year.
So do I. But speaking of tonight, there's something that I've been meaning to tell you. See, Stuart really wanted to be with us
Stuart,
tonight.
Stuart who?
Stuart, my boyfriend.
The mute?
He's not a mute, he's a mime. He really, really wanted to be with us, and...
You invited him here, Ty?
Yes.
Well, this is a private dinner. I mean, you invite a stranger.
Dad, he's not a stranger.
Well, he's not part of the family.
Well, I couldn't offend him. I mean, you know how sensitive Stuart is.
Well, Kelly, come on, this is supposed to be our night.
But it's my birthday.
All right, so now it's your birthday. Jeez, Kelly, I mean, come on. We want Stuart here. We had kind of a birthday tradition going. This is a father-daughter dinner. It's not a father-daughter mime dinner. Oh, God, there he is.
Look, Dad, I'd really appreciate it if you'd just be nice to him. I mean, it won't be all that hard. I've never met anyone who's as easy to be with as Stuart.
Bon anniversaire, ma chère.
What do you say?
Happy birthday in French.
Coach Fox... Je suis très heureux d'être ici ce soir.
He said he's very happy to be here.
Ah, well, that's great. Hey, Stu, can I talk to you in English over here for just a second? Seem to have made a little faux pas.
Dad, what is going on?
Wait a minute. Is there a problem with my being here?
Dad, I can't believe you're embarrassing me like this. You're ruining my birthday.
I am ruining your birthday? Kelly, I'm just trying to uphold a tradition, you know, a father-daughter dinner with no intrusions.
Hi there, birthday girl! I'm the birthday clown with a special song from your birthday buddies, Luther and Dauber.
Don't.
Dad, if you don't want Stuart here, you don't want me here either.
Kelly, listen, no offense. Even if I liked Stuart, I wouldn't want him here.
That's it.
Okay, Kelly, wait a minute, hold it. That came out wrong.
There is a song.
Hey, take a break, Ronald.
Don't let me be a problem.
You're not the problem. He is.
Kelly, come on. I mean, this is not my idea of your birthday.
Well, fine. Then let's just forget my birthday. In fact, let's just forget I was ever born.
What the hell does that mean? Does anybody know what that means? Kids.
Hold the rod in the 12 o'clock position. Pull the rod back to the 10 o'clock position and cast forward to the 2 o'clock position, releasing the line with a thumb lever.
Hey, all right. Well, Hayden, what are you doing back so early?
Well, that's it. Kelly's birthday is canceled. She brought Stuart to the dinner. What are you doing?
Fishing.
Oh, great, then I'm glad I got the couch stocked. Oh, look, come on, I'm not upset with you. I mean, this is supposed to be our night, you know, mine and Kelly's. I mean, I thought it meant something to her.
And you think because she invited Stuart that it doesn't?
That sure didn't seem like it.
So you got mad and left?
No, I was being perfectly reasonable, Christine. It was my pig-headed daughter and that doofus that she's in love with that got up and left.
And you were as calm as you are now?
Absolutely.
Stuart is her boyfriend, and it was her night.
Oh, God, Christine, that's what Kelly said. Am I the only one that understands this birthday?
I know how much this night has always meant to you, but Kelly has other people in her life now. It's not a crime to want to include them. I mean, to be honest, I didn't completely understand why I couldn't be there.
Because no one is supposed to be there, Christine. It's a family tradition. Jeez.
I think you have to accept the fact that families change, Hayden.
Yeah, but who invites someone into a family after they've only known them a couple of months? I mean, it's like bringing a friend home for Christmas.
People do that all the time.
Yeah, and families hate that, and the ones that say they don't are lying. Hey, great. Oh, now my night is complete. I got the Prince of Pantomime at my door. Hi, Stuart. What do you want?
Understanding, sensitivity, most of all, your acceptance.
What were you, raised by a pack of therapists? Well, where do people learn how to talk like this, Christine?
Hello, Stuart.
Hello, Miss Armstrong. May I come in?
All right. Where's Kelly?
She's in the car. Actually, she didn't want to come up here, but I insisted. Not that I was trying to exert some sort of male dominance.
How could you?
I just didn't think we should let the evening pass without dealing with the situation.
Should I?
No, don't make anything, no.
Coach Fox, the thing
don't
is...
Don't sit, please.
The thing is, I think I know what your problem is. You see me as the outsider. What I don't think you realize is how much a part of Kelly's life I am now. And hey, that makes me part of your life too. We're practically two boughs of the same tree. Now that doesn't mean you have to love me. Although you might grow to. All it means is I think you'd really like yourself a lot more if you just learned to accept me. It just seems that every time we're in the same room together, we end up embroiled in conflict. And emotionally, I find that extremely taxing.
Stuart, don't start crying.
It's all right to cry.
Yeah, I mean, if you get caught in a bear trap.
I mean, Christy, don't give him any sympathy. He does this all the time.
Stuart. What did you do to him?
I don't know. I taxed his emotions and broiled him in some. I don't know. I'm just lost.
I'm fine, Kelly. I'm fine.
But, Dad, I am so mad at you. I was going to go home and never speak to you again, and I mean that. But Stuart convinced me to come and talk to you because he faces things head on with strength and conviction and courage. But this isn't Stuart's fight. This is between you and me. So we might as well just have this out right now.
Fine.
Apologize.
What? Why should I apologize? All I was trying to do was just have the same birthday dinner we've been having for the past 19 years.
But without any regard for what I wanted or what Stuart wanted.
But why should I care what Stuart wants?
I just explained it to you.
Hey, look, Stuart, if it wasn't for Mom and me, you would have been having dinner alone tonight. Jeez, who the hell could that be? Hello. Hi, Beth. It's your mom. Huh? Beth, why are you crying? Hang on, just... She says, you know, it's her first birthday away from home, and she misses you. Here, you talk.
Hi, Mom. Thanks. Yeah, I missed you, too. Nothing's wrong. This is the worst birthday of my whole life.
Aw, jeez.
Well, Hayden, you don't have anybody but yourself to blame for all of this. If you'd been a little more sensitive to Kelly's feelings,
you would... Oh, Christine, don't start giving me a lecture on being sensitive. I don't want to hear it.
I just meant if you'd been a little less possessive and let Stuart come to dinner.
Well, I didn't want him there. I mean, if I'd have wanted to clutter up dinner, I would have invited you. Oh, God. Christine, come on. I didn't mean it.
Coach Fox.
Okay.
I don't know why we can't just be one big family.
I don't want to be a family with a bunch of weepers. Not enough Kleenex in the whole wide world.
Where are you going?
I'm gonna go be a family all by myself.
Hayden, you are a jerk.
Dad, you down there? Dad?
Kelly, is that you?
Yeah, got a hunch you might be here. Can I talk to you for a second?
Yeah, I guess so.
Can I turn the light?
Yeah. Thought you never wanted to see me again.
Yeah, I guess today didn't really turn out the way that either of us planned. I just wanted to say that after you left, Christine and Stuart and I had this really good talk.
Oh, geez, I'm sorry I missed that.
Anyway, I realized that I was asking you to apologize, but I have an apology to make, too. I should have told you in advance that Stuart was coming. It was wrong not to, and I'm sorry.
Yeah, that was wrong, wasn't it?
We should have talked about it beforehand.
Right, because if we talked about it beforehand, I wouldn't have gotten mad tonight.
You would have gotten mad beforehand.
Right.
Right. Oh, well, anyway, that's all I came to say. I made my apology. Well, you must have lots of things to do, so I won't take up any more of your time.
Hey, Kelly, wait. Before you go, hey, you want to open up your present?
I guess so.
Yeah, because before you got here, see, I was going to bring it over to you.
You were?
Yeah, I mean, come on, Kelly, I want your birthday to go by without you opening up your present. I want to say some things to you, too.
You want to apologize?
Well, I didn't want to, but that's what I was going to do.
What do you want to apologize for?
Now I'm getting to that, Kelly. Just, see, apologies are hard, sweethearts, especially when you've been wrong. I guess, what I'm trying to say is, Kelly, if I wrecked your birthday, I mean, I didn't mean to. You know, I'm always the one that's going out of my way to make these birthdays special, you know? And the last thing I want to do is ruin one. I mean, I've always been there for you on your birthday, haven't I?
Yeah.
Yeah, no matter where I was, no matter what I was doing, I was always there, huh? I mean, I flew through a blizzard. I mean, I slept on a bus. And there was that one time I even hitchhiked all the way from Akron. Right. Never made a big deal about it at all, huh? Because all I want to do is just show you how much I care about you.
Is that the apology?
Well, it's like the beginning of it, see? Now, I've been sitting here, and I've been thinking about all those trips, and I realized, you know, how good they made me feel, you know? And in fact, it seems like the harder they were, the better I felt. And okay, even like the time I was in the little Cessna, right? And the wing started icing up, and then, well, I don't want to worry you now, because, I mean, we landed. But the thing is, Kelly, all those years, see, I mean, I wasn't with you, you know, and I just been feeling guilty about all that time that I wasn't spending with you when you were growing up.
Well, I know you always said that. I guess I was never sure if you really meant it.
Well, honey, I meant it. All right? I may not do all the feelings well, Kelly, but I got a lock on guilt, baby. I mean, that's why I always made such a big deal out of your birthday, honey. I mean, it always made me feel less guilty.
Is that the apology?
Not exactly. See, I guess what I'm trying to say is, Kelly, you know, it's like when Stuart, well, when he, you know, came to the dinner, I mean, it felt like he was taking away my chance to be the one that makes your birthday special, and it felt like... It felt like he was taking you. Hey, it's selfish on my part, all right? Okay, okay. And that's why I got upset.
Is that the apology?
No. The apology is...
Oh, well, apology accepted.
All right, well, that wasn't too hard, was it?
You know, Dad...
It's not over, is it?
Oh, I was just going to say that we're together all the time now, and you don't have to feel guilty anymore. And maybe my birthday can start becoming just my birthday.
All right. Happy birthday, Kelly!
Thank you! Oh, Dad, this is really wrapped beautifully.
Yeah, thanks.
Tell Miss Thorpson I appreciate it.
I will.
Wow! A bronze toe shoe that stands on its own.
Yeah, yeah. Look, Kelly, there's two of them, see?
Oh, yeah, I see.
They're bookends.
Oh, yeah. Huh? Wow.
I had them made special. You like them?
Yeah, I love them. And I know just where I'm going to put them.
Yeah. See, now maybe your birthday wasn't such a disaster after all, huh?
Oh, yeah, I think we managed to salvage most of it. Oh, as a matter of fact, it's a couple hours and my birthday left.
You want to go back to Touchdown Club? Just the two of us.
Well... As nice as that would be, why don't we call Stuart and Christine and have them join us?
That's what you really want, huh? It's your birthday.